Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talking sports on this Friday morning with Sidney Hartman from the Star Tribune. You can read him three times a week, and I hear him right here on WCCO Radio as well. Sidney, let's talk a little bit about a couple of things. First of all, the Gophers got a big game against Indiana tomorrow.
Indiana's as bad as the Gophers. Indiana's lost 9 Big Ten games. One big game they won. They won a game with Michigan State. That's the only Big Ten game they won. The days of Bob Knight are no longer Indiana winning games. We'll see if the Gophers can win one. I don't think the Gophers should be able to beat the Indiana at Indiana, but it don't look good for the Gophers as far as being in the NCAA. I don't think so. They don't have a point guard. They missed that Mason kid from last year. Coffey's played the guard, and he can't do it. The other night, he had a bad night. He didn't do anything against Nebraska.
Gopher women won last night, Sidney. They beat Purdue by 20 points.
Yeah, they won 4 in a row right now?
5.
5 in a row. Well, they got off to a good start, and then they had a lousy period where they couldn't beat anybody. Now they won 5 in a row. Lindsey Whalen should be very happy.
Hockey tonight for the Wild as New Jersey comes to town. The Wild play New Jersey.
Well, I see where the Wild coach came out and said, trying to be optimistic, we're going to make the playoffs and all that kind of stuff. They still got a chance to make the playoffs, but they just are not a very good team. I think they brought in a new general manager, and he didn't do one thing to change the team. And didn't add anybody, and they're playing terrible right now.
Sidney, the Twins signed extensions for Kepler and Polanco.
Well, they keep on signing some new players, and all depends on Sano, all depends on Buxton. Those two guys will have to have a good season if the Twins are going to do well. They're signing those two players. The rumors are they're going to sign three more, Rogers, the left fielder, and who's the third one? But they're going to sign three more. Good move, going ahead and lock those players in. Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
You talk about the Twins. Let's see how they do. You got to give Pollad and Dave St. Peter credit. I think they're going to sign a lot of the young players.
Anything new from the Vikings?
No. They got a press conference next Wednesday to introduce the players. I had a long talk with Mike Shannon, and the other day, he had a long career with that Kubiak. Thinks that Kubiak is going to help the Vikings a heck of a lot. He's going to be the advisor to Zimmer, see if that helps the offense next year.
Sidney, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
He is Sid Hartman. Read his column in the Star Tribune three times a week and hear him right here on WCCO Radio, the home of the Minnesota Timberwolves and Twins.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.